In today's gospel, we have a beautiful story about the Lord planting a vineyard and asking us to work with him. This is one of the many images that we have in the scripture. Another great image of God and Christ in particular is the Good Shepherd. And you will see this image depicted in stained glass windows, in iconography, in paintings, how the lost sheep is taken upon the shoulders of the Good Shepherd and taken to safety. That is a beautiful picture. Another picture, which is just as real, is the lost sheep refusing help. The lost sheep on a self-destructive binge, not wanting to be saved. This also is an image which the Lord reminds us of, that he consistently goes after us. There was a mystical writer called Francis Thompson who wrote a poem called The Hound of Heaven. And it speaks of God being like the hound which hunts animals. And he never gives up. And he incessantly goes after us. This kind of image is comforting and also disconcerting, because sometimes we are called to be those good shepherds to our family, to our friends, and sometimes to strangers, to people who do not want to be helped, who are self-destructive, to whom it is very easy to say, you've made your bed, lie in it, you've chosen what you want, now reap the rewards. And that is when we are called to do something unusual. To find a way, to be a prayerful person, to be a person that in spite of all evidence to the contrary, that believes that even this person can be saved. To find hope when everything appears hopeless. There is a story in Afghanistan when a chaplain came to the general and said, this is a God-forsaken place. And the general told the chaplain, it's your job to bring him here. It is our job in those hopeless, God-forsaken moments when it is so easy to say to a family member, a friend, or a stranger, you deserve what you got. Now reap the rewards of your actions in those moments, to say a prayer, to find a kind word, or even in that hopelessness, to cry out to God, Lord, help me find a way to be the person who can say, there is hope, there is light. Even if you don't want to be saved, the Lord wants to save you. We are called to be that light in the darkness. It is difficult, but it is necessary. Slava Isusu Christu.